What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Coach Scott Cross, Troy Trojan on the Sun Belt Conference, won a championship in Pensacola, Florida. Coach, how are things down there in Troy today, man?
Going great. We just we gave our guys a couple days off, and last 2 days we've been back at it. We hadn't done anything contact yet. We'll start that up tomorrow. Just wanted to give their bodies a little bit of a chance to recover. You know, playing three games in back-to-back-to-back days is a lot. You know, our guys laid it all on the line during the Sun Belt tournament. And so, you know, we'll have a full practice tomorrow. We'll be off Sunday. We'll enjoy the selection show tomorrow afternoon. And then, yeah, it's straight preparation from then on out. And we're looking forward to hopefully we'll be a 13 seed. We don't know for sure. It's somewhere between a 13 and a 14 seed. And we're looking forward to getting down there and shocking the world.
Coach, and coach, for you, you got the Troy. Now you get the 19 to be able to fulfill your vision of making it to the tournament. Talk about the sacrifices from your staff, your support staff, the managers, the trainers, the nutritionists, all the people. The people don't get the shine per se. It really helps you and your staff and your players succeed on the court and off the court as well.
Yeah, the most important thing, you know, first, it starts with the chancellor of the university. I've been on the other side where we've had bad leadership. He's the most amazing leader I think I've ever been around. I could tell you stories for days about him. And then my boss, I'm super, super close with my boss, Brent Jones, amazing leader as well. And obviously, we're nothing if they don't invest in the program and they're not trying to help you be successful. So it starts with them. But then my staff, yeah, I'm very, very fortunate. You know, my associate head coach is Greg Young. He was on staff with me there at UT Arlington. And then when I got let go, they wisely kept him on staff. He ended up eventually getting the head job. And then after less than 2 years, they ended up doing the same thing that they did to me. And it was their mistake. But I gladly reached out because I had a couple openings on my staff. And man, he's as good of an assistant as you could possibly could have. I mean, it's like having, you know, another head coach that knows exactly what you're thinking, thinks the same way, and has been there, done that. He understands it. So he's invaluable to the program. Then you have, you know, Brandon Gilbert, Mike Worley are two of the recruiting guys on staff that do a phenomenal job with scouting reports and recruiting players. And, you know, in fact, Brandon Gilbert recruited Tayton Conaway, who's, you know, conference player of the year. And, you know, Mike Worley's recruited a lot of our great players as well. Those guys, I mean, they spend tons and tons of hours. And then you have Larry Cordero, who's our director of ops. And, you know, if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, he's already in the office. You know, he's a grinder. He was the head coach at LSUA, won, made it all the way to the national championship game in NAIA. You know, similar situation that happened to him. And, you know, I gladly, when I had an opening, got him on staff. And then Kelvin Lewis is our director of player development. I actually recruited Kelvin when he was in high school, out of North Crowley High School. His dad was one of the best recruiters in the state of Texas. We called him Ice. He was at TCU, had been at Baylor, been at U of H. Well, Ice and I were really good friends, and he told me to keep recruiting Kelvin. So I would write him every single day. I bet I wrote him close to 1,000 letters. In the long story short, he signed with Auburn. And then he transferred to U of H, and he actually became Conference USA Player of the Year, had maybe a 10 or 12 year career overseas. And we connected through Facebook Messenger. He said he wanted to get into coaching. Really wasn't even thinking about it at first. But then when the NCAA made that shift and said you can have 6 guys on the floor, I was like, man, like what? Who could be better than the guy who just finished playing, you know, is relatable, gets along with everybody. He's hungry. He already knows the business because of his dad. And so, you know, he's been a home run hire as well. And, you know, during the tournament, you know, my entire staff after each game, I mean, we're up until 2, 3 in the morning, breaking down film, trying to figure out a game plan. You know, I absolutely couldn't do it without those guys. You know, our trainer, Jeff Freiberg, this is his first year. He's all in, does a great job with our guys. You know, probably have one of the fewest number of missed practices, missed games. You know, I don't know whether it's luck or, you know, I'm sure he has something to do with it as well.
Oh, he definitely does.
Yeah, he does. And then Chris Johnson is our strength coach, and I'm sure he has something to do with it as well. You know, the stuff that he does in the weight room. I mean, we lift. If we're practicing – pretty much, unless we're on the road, we're lifting. It may not be a lot, but I want our guys to kind of have that toughness mentality. And so, you know, those guys are a big part of what we do. I mean, we have unbelievable GAs, student assistants. I mean, I could go on and on and on. You know, I'm nothing without the players, the coaches, the administration. And so, yeah, it's definitely a collective team effort.
And, Coach, man, I saw this when I watched you all play throughout the year, man. You seemed to so together and connected, man. It just seemed like you all was on the same page and one accord. And did you see that kind of in summertime and early in the fall that, hey, these guys are really together and we got something special here? Because I feel like watching you play now, like, you can see that you all had that activity. You're locked in with each other.
So you could see it off the court for sure. You know, in fact, I think it was in around June, you know, the pastor of the church that I belong to in Mansfield is kind of, he sends us these like 10-minute life lesson videos. Well, he came down to visit the team, took them bowling, you know, went to Waffle House with each one of the guys. And he ended up, a couple of them gave their life to Jesus, and they wanted to get baptized. So we brought them over to my house, and we brought the taco truck from Ricky's Tacos and baptized like 2 or 3 of the guys. And then, you know, he asked if anybody else wanted to get baptized. And actually the assistant of the taco truck decided to get baptized in our pool during that deal. And then like two more of our guys did. I mean, it was really, really powerful. And so, you know, you could start to see right then, okay, like, we may have something special. But then, you know, throughout the year on the court, you could see, you know, a little bit of jealousy here and there, you know, a little bit of butting heads here and there. We'd show glimpses of greatness. And then, you know, we'd let a 17-point lead disappear because, you know, we started looking at the stat sheet or something like that. Then, you know, the last 3 weeks, man, like it's like the guys just all collectively came together and said, you know what? It don't matter if it's not my night. I'm going to defend. I'm going to rebound. I'm going to be a great teammate. I'm going to be coachable. I'm going to have a great attitude. And that's what happened. And you're absolutely right. I think the toughness of our team and the togetherness of our team are the reasons why, you know, we're Sun Belt going to the NCAA tournament. And honestly, if they wouldn't have came together, we wouldn't have won those last three games in the Sun Belt Conference and probably wouldn't be, you know, regular season co-champions as well.
Looking at you all's stats here, it seemed like you was in every Sun Belt game. You had a chance to win every Sun Belt game at least. You know, now you play 18 of those games, plus the 1-3-3, you won a tournament. But talk about just having that the right mindset, everyday guys, and pay attention to that scout, because the scout is so important in knowing your personnel and being in every game with a chance to win if things went your way, even though you lost 5 games, you had a chance in those games. But about that preparedness of your staff and your players and your players taking in information from the scout and applying it on the court.
Yeah, what's crazy about it is in those 5 games, it was a combined 14 points that we lost by. And so, like, if you look at 2 of the games, Arkansas State at home, Texas State at home, I think we were led or tied, like, in 35 minutes in one game, 38 minutes in the other, end up losing by 6 to Arkansas State because we foul and, you know, trying to get back in the game. They make free throws. We miss a shot. Lose it, you know, by 1, Texas State. Lose by 1, Louisiana. You know, we had 17-point lead, Louisiana, probably 13, Arkansas State, I think 17, Texas State. We lose by 1 shot at JMU. We have a shot at the end of the game, the tie, don't make it. Every single one of those games were basically a 1-possession game the last minute. And 3 of the 5, I think we had double-figure leads in the second half. But that's where I think our guys, you know, probably thought that it was over. You know, now it's me time. I need to get my stats a little bit, and then you give the other team confidence. Next thing you know, they're rolling, and you know, you've lost your confidence a little bit. And so our guys were amazing in terms of following the scouting reports. You know, very, very smart, intelligent team. You know, so they did that at a very, very high level. You know, we did a great job, like, against – you know, Joseph Pinion, who's a great shooter, like, not allowing him to get hardly any looks. Our guys were really, really good at that stuff. We're typically able to, you know, limit a team's best player, or, you know, take them away from their best action or what they want to do. Our guys were really, really locked in, I felt like, all year long on the scouting reports.
No doubt, Coach, and I watched the ODU game, man. That first half, the defensive effort you gave in the first half, kind of riding momentum the rest of the game and jumping out on those guys, man. And then same thing as JMU, starting out fast, defensively jumping on them, and then doing it the way you did it, man. And then Arkansas State, second half explosion. So talk about your team being able to start fast and then second half, halftime, making adjustments and come out and jump and get to it then as well and make – doing what you want to do and really setting that tone in the second half, win that game against Arkansas State. Tough team, where Brian does a hell of a job over there.
Yeah, he does a great job. You know, you go the first game, Old Dominion, they were on a roll. They had won 3 in a row. They had 2 guys that were averaging close to 20 points. And then they had other guys that were great role players, rebounders, defenders, but didn't really shoot the ball. And so we didn't play them in the regular season, so we didn't know a whole lot about what they run. You know, we're planning on probably one of the other teams. I mean, we had done the scouting report and we're prepared, but you just hadn't seen it. And we didn't want to let those 2 guys, you know, go. And so, you know, we actually kind of game plan for them. We went, you know, had 2 guys, you know, almost like a 2-man zone, basically. So our 4 and our 5 were stacked. You know, we had both 2 guys completely taken away, you know, the 2 shooters, and then we had our point guard match up with their point guard, but we treated him more like a helper. So if the ball went into the post, he would go double the post. And, you know, they were shooting like 11% in the first half. I mean, it worked to perfection. But then, you know, they made adjustments in the second half. They brought in guys that didn't play a whole lot in the previous games but could shoot the ball. You know, they spread us out. They got us a little bit out of rhythm. They did a great job not quitting. They fought back. They pressured us and made it a little bit of a game, you know. And then the second game, JMU, you know, we had already played them. We went, you know, straight man-to-man, mixed in a little bit of our matchup zone. Did a phenomenal job on all their guys with the exception of Freeman, who's, you know, they're probably their guy. I mean, he was going, and I think he dropped 35-plus on us. But we limited everybody else, and, you know, he wasn't able to score enough and to where they could win the basketball game. And then, as you mentioned, Arkansas State, we had the lead for the majority of the first half, but last minute or two in the first half, they kind of grabbed on to the lead, hit a couple shots, and, you know, and then the second half, the first 10 minutes, they kind of had a – you know, a 3-point lead, it, you know, it'd waver back and forth. And then about 10 minutes to go, it jumped out to like 8 points. And there was a timeout. And I called our guys into the huddle. And, you know, it honestly, it wasn't a pretty huddle. You know, I challenged them because I felt like Darian Ford, number three, was being super physical and hand checking and arm barring, taking Connor away and, you know, keeping him out the paint. And then our guys were just kind of opening the gate and letting them, you know, get right in the paint. And so I challenged them and, you know, we happened to go out there and get a stop. And then next thing you know, Thomas Dowd gets a steal and a dunk. You know, Tayton makes a layup. Thomas, you know, gets another and one finish. And then Tayton just kind of took over from there. And it was just, I'd never seen anything like it. I mean, we outscored them like 31 to 10 or something in the last 8 or 10 minutes of the game. And, you know, if you think about it, they're a great defensive team. Mm-hmm. And they scored 31 points. I think it was 9 minutes, you know, I mean, that's like 140 points or something for the game. Like I'd like to play fast and score a lot, but that hasn't been our DNA. I mean, it was just like, it was almost like the good Lord just, you know, it was like, all right, y'all's time and everything. Yeah,
today's your day today.
Yeah. And so, and then they started missing shots. We were able to get rebounds that could have went either direction. And it just snowballed. And, you know, I'm super, super thankful. And, you know, but our guys, if they don't do their part and play hard and physical and tough and gritty down the stretch and together, we had no chance in that game. But, man, it was it was pretty surreal to see the confetti come down and to, you know, to see our guys with the trophy and cut down the nets. It was it was something we'll never, ever forget.
And, Coach, you did a hell of a job valuing that basketball during the tournament, not turning the ball over that much and controlling the boards. Think about how important it is when you control the boards, offensively and defensively, getting second shots, and also limiting turnovers and so you don't give them pick sixes so you can't defend the pick six. So, limit if you don't throw the ball in the daggum stands, if you don't throw the ball away, so you can set our defense.
No doubt. We're fifth in the country in offensive rebounding. We're about, I think, maybe eighth in steals. But our Achilles heel was turnovers all year long. And, you know, we talked about what you said. You know, you can't throw pick sixes. And, you know, like our defense is a top 75 defense in the country, one of the top ones in the Sun Belt. And we're turning the ball over, you know, 14, 15 times a game. And, like, if we just – don't turn those over, all of a sudden there's no question we have the best defense in the league. And so in two of those games, you know, we didn't turn it over hardly at all, Old Dominion and then in the championship game. And obviously we're not winning those games if we don't. James Madison, once we got the big lead, we did get careless at times, and I think maybe we turned it over 13 times. But I always felt like the number with this team was if we could keep it below 12, we're probably going to win the basketball game. And, you know, in the championship game, it was only 8. And that gave us a great opportunity to win the game because we're always going to offensive rebound. I feel like we are going to turn teams over. I think we're going to make it difficult for them scoring at the rim. And so if we can defend the 3-point line, take care of the basketball, you know, do a good job blocking out and securing defensive rebounds, it's going to be a long night for the other team.
And Coach, you mentioned a few times, talk about Tayden Conaway, Sun Belt Player of the Year, most outstanding player of the tournament as well. Or what's he meant to your program and how his development over the years for you, man, has been something great for you to see.
Yeah, I mean, he's as dynamic of a player as I've ever been around. You know, I told him maybe 3 weeks ago, about the time where we started rolling, I was like, hey, Tate, like, it was actually, we were doing a one-on-one guard your yard drill. You know, we'd zigzag to half and then we play it, you know, one-on-one at half. And he was kind of giving in and letting this guy go by him. And I called him over. I was like, Tate, like, if you just fight him a little bit and you just pick up your defense a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, there's things he's elite at. He's third in the country in steals. Like, he's the best of the best. But, like, I needed him to be a little bit tougher and more physical, you know, guarding the ball, fighting through screens, that type of thing. I was like, Tate, if you just are a little bit more locked in defensively and we win these next few games, we will be tied for a conference championship. And I said, there's no question if Troy wins a conference championship, you're player of the year. Like, you can look at the stats and see that. Like, it's obvious, but I'm not going to give Tate the player of the year over Taren Todd if Arkansas State wins the league outright. Like, I think coaches would vote for Taren Todd, or if, you know, App State wins it, Miles Tate, or, you know, Barry Dunning in South Alabama. Like, you have to get a piece of that championship, I believe, to be player of the year. And he was really, really good down the stretch for us. And, man, you cannot guard him off the bounce. Like, I just rewatched the championship game and then the semifinal game. And, like, I mean, he's coming off. He's going by his guy, and he's jumping from the free throw line and, like, finger rolling the ball in there. And it's like, how athletic is that guy? Like, to be able to take two steps, jump from the free throw line, and, you know, finger roll that ball in. And then he had one against JMU where he jumped from, like, the logo and did, like, a Michael Jordan, you know, reverse right there. And it's just, like, amazing to see it in slow motion. But what makes him really, really special, in my opinion, is, you know, he has the steals. He has a knack for rebound, and obviously he has a knack for scoring. But what makes him really special is the ability to find his teammates. And so, like, if you want to double team him, you know, good luck. He's not selfish, and he's going to hit the open guy, and we're going to get wide open shots. And so that's, to me, what makes him almost unguardable is just his ability to see the floor. And, you know, I mean, he can make every kind of pass that you can imagine, left hand, right hand, behind the back, behind the neck, between his legs. It doesn't matter. He can find you, and he never gets rattled or sped up. Like, there was a couple plays at Arkansas State in that nationally televised game, like, where they actually stopped him and he's getting double teamed. And, like, most kids panic, you know, throw the ball away. He pivots, jumps up and hits a guy right in the hands for a wide open three. And it's, you know, I had to rewind it. Like, how did he see him? How did he make that pass? And then there was another one where he drove it baseline. They walled him up. I think it was Darian Ford, super strong, physical guy. Tate just pivot, kind of bump him a little bit, pivot around, jump up, and finish the shot. And you're like, man, like, that's different. Like, you know, 99.9% of players in college basketball are not going to be able to pivot and be patient and make that play right there.
No doubt, Coach. He's a heck of a player. I enjoy watching this season. And, Coach, last one for you, man. Of your 6 years at Troy, four have been 20-win-plus seasons. So talk about that consistency, that culture you build with your staff, and just that winning mentality, that mindset. For young ones to become a Troy Trojan, it has to be about doing the right thing, sacrificing to win on and off the court.
Yeah, I mean, it started even in the dog years, the 9 wins, 11 wins. But we had some guys that were about the right stuff. I mean, actually, one down from your way, Khalil Waters, was an Atlanta guy. And Nick Stampley, those were two guys that were on my first team. And then Zay Williams out of Birmingham was a 6'9", 6'10", post player. You know, that's on my Mount Rushmore, most favorite players I've ever coached. And just – like, those guys helped build it. We weren't able to turn it or get it going, but they were invaluable in helping build the culture. And then, you know, that next year was the year that COVID kind of happened, and you were able to have larger rosters, and my boss allowed me to return all those guys. And I think we had maybe 15, 16 scholarship players. The roster was really, really loaded, almost, you know, to where it became hard because guys needed to play that probably weren't playing. But that was the first 20-win team, and they're really, really talented. And then a bunch of those guys graduated and were done. And I mean, we had to completely flip the roster, but, you know, Zay Williams was still on that team, and he was a phenomenal player, great leader, great teammate, you know, and he helped get it going. And then, you know, it's just kind of snowballed since then. Tayton and Thomas Dowd and Jackson Fields, those guys have been on the team for the last couple of years. And, you know, Miles Rigsby, Marcus Rigsby, I mean, they just they're special players. And they've just bought in to what we're, you know, what we're about. We preach toughness and defense and playing together. If the guys don't buy in and do it, it means nothing, you know. So you're only as good, your culture is only as good as the players allow it to be. And so, yeah, we can, you know, try and enforce it and talk about it and do all that. But if they're going to fight you every step of the way, it's going to be really hard to build a great one. And we've had a great group of guys. And I'm so thankful that, like, now they get to see the fruit of their labor, like, you know, the boot camps, the getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, the practice at 7 o'clock, you know, over and over. It's a grind. And, you know, that's what I asked them in the locker room when Texas State beat James Madison and we became co-champs. Was it worth it? You know, all that hard work and everything that's, you know, you know, the early mornings and the grinds and the losses and the adversity, was it worth it now to be able to cut down the nets? And I think it's a unanimous yes. But, you know, it's hard to see that when you're going through it. And, you know, it's nice that they finally get to see, oh, man, if I work hard, if I buy in, if I'm a great teammate, if I do this, then I'm going to get a championship ring and a banner and go to the NCAA tournament. And so, you know, I'm super thankful that they're going to be able to experience all those things.
And what's cool about a coach is they can bring their kids there, their grandkids there, and know that banner and their rafters, I was a part of it. They don't see it in the moment, but after the fact, like, nigga, you and our age is like, okay.
Yeah.
I was a part of something special.
I told them a story a couple of weeks ago because the only other team that I've been on that went to the NCAA tournament was in 2008. And they were actually getting inducted into the UT Arlington Hall of Honor. And I told the guys, I said, I knew who the leading scorer was. It was Anthony Vreen. And I said, after that, I couldn't tell you. I had to go back and look at it. I had no idea. Like, you know, but every single one of those guys, like, or champions, they're getting inducted to the Hall of Honor, you know, nobody, and I had no idea what any of them scored in the last game, the conference championship, or even against Memphis in the NCAA tournament. You don't remember those things, but you remember that these guys are getting inducted in the Hall of Honor, and they were champions.
No doubt, Coach, and I came close to going to the Big Dance. It was 1 second away, was playing 4 games in 4 days against Austin Peay, and my man, a non-shooter coach, overplaying him and got back cut. So we call him forever, we call his man back cut, a homecoming, what up, back cut. We call him, like, we call that man back cut.
Man, yeah, that's tough. My senior year, we actually lost on the last second one, too. My teammate hit it at the buzzer, and they looked at it and said it was a half, you know, like a tenth of a second too late. And so that's how I ended my career, which was terrible. But, you know, glad we're able to go down.
No doubt, Coach. Coach, it's good. Like I said, it's a good chat. I'm going to show for the first time, man. I've been fan of yours for years, man. I'm glad you're having success after what happened to you to Austin, man. Keep grinding away, man. I hope to see you in the summertime in your Lake Point. You've got recruiting in Georgia. Love to help you out, Coach.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Coach.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/ BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.